On July 2, 1939, Yolanda Fabry jumped into Lake Michigan three times to save two children.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others. Since then, the Carnegie Hero Fund has recognized nearly 9,000 individuals.
On that summer afternoon, Fabry was walking along the lakeshore when she came upon a harrowing scene. A despondent man was trying to drown his troubles and take his 7-year-old son and his 2-year-old daughter with him. He'd already pitched the boy off a stone pier into deep water and then jumped in, holding the toddler. The 24-year-old Chicago housewife, a strong, trained swimmer, jumped into the lake and first got the boy to safety. By then, the man was 20 feet out, still clutching the little girl. Fabry swam out and got a grip on the child. After a struggle, Fabry was able to yank the girl free and pull her to the pier. She then swam back to the exhausted would-be suicide and towed him to shore. He threw himself in the water again, and she rescued him again before a lifeguard subdued him until the police arrived. Fabry had risked her life, but prevented a triple tragedy.
A Century of Heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years. For more on this hero and the fund, visit carnegiehero.org.